Well, hello there. It's Helene Lerner from womenworking.com, and it's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and we have a great topic today. People are always asking me about it. It's finding your right work. I'm going to give you some steps and a process that will get you nearer and nearer to that goal. So I want you to listen up. Number one, what turned you on as a kid? After we finish this broadcast, whether you do it later this evening or tomorrow, I want you to listen to it again. Get a pen, paper out, and I want you to write down in a very broad way what turned you on as a kid. For me, I loved butterflies. I love finding frogs. I love selling lemonade to other people. Let your mind wander. Put down even the stupidest things you would think of. Make a long list, and you can chuckle along the way. Now, I guarantee that somewhere in that list will be something that will help lead you to your right work. Number two, we've got to get our own support net for us to keep going and not stop. It's so easy as we start getting to a goal that really, really is meaningful, we may find a way to sabotage it, and we don't want to do that. So I want you to find two trusted friends, buddies, who you can call up and say, you know what? I am finally going to find that right work that I have been so desiring for a long time, and I'm going to need help along the way. What I really need from you is to meet with me for 1 hour every 2 weeks until I get going on this, so you can keep moving me forward, reminding me that I can do it. And there will be success at the end of the tunnel. So I want you to write those people down, and I want you to make that call within the next week to those two people to line them up. Number three, I want you to be very, 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 very observant. When you hear someone saying something about what they're doing, and you feel lit up, it turns you on in some way, I want you to write that down. Who was it? What were they saying? When you go on the internet and you're doing research about something, and all of a sudden you see someone doing something that's really exciting, write it down. What about it excites you? When you turn on the TV, you hear something in the news that's very exciting to you. Write that down. Now, don't tell yourself, I could never do that. It's too big. I'm not Michelle Obama. I'm not the Gates Foundation. Don't let that negative mind chatter get the best of you. Okay. Now, what we're going to do next is, after you start looking at this and you have your support meetings, there are going to be people who come to mind who you can go and get an interview with. Now, it's not an interview for a job. It's different than a job. It's called an informational interview, where you're going and asking people, how did you get to where you are, Helene? What were the steps you took? Did you always know that you wanted to have a successful multimedia company? Where did it start? People will really give you 15 minutes of their time. They like to help people. And the people who won't, go on to the next. So you're going to make a list of those people with your support buddies, and you're going to call and schedule a call with them one by one. Do research before you make that call. Know what their hobbies are, their interests are, where they went to school. Find out everything you can about them and have your list of questions, and then listen to them. Bring that back to your support buddies and hear their feedback. Tell them what turns you on about what they're doing and listen to their feedback, because more than likely they're going to say, you know what? It's possible for you to do it too. Now, finding out what turns you on is a process. I would love to say it's going to happen overnight, but that's not the way it works. So, have about 10 informational interviews. And then, after that, after each one, go back to your buddies and let them give you feedback based on what you said excited you about those interviews. After you've completed your 10 interviews and you've had those support meetings with your buddies, it's time to be very diligent and say, what is the common theme? And you can do this in one of your sessions with your buddies. What is the common theme that I've heard? What about most of these people turns me on? What are they doing that if I had a little bit of training, or perhaps you don't even need the training, or even interned with some of them, what could I do too? And how could I see that as achieving my right work? What would that look like for me? So with your support buddies, focus in. This part is about focusing. Pick something that you have that's been evolving and now make it concrete. I love the way Michelle Obama is working with this foundation and having impact on young girls. I'm making this up right now, but that's what I like. I could see myself leading a company or a foundation or a department where we made a difference in the lives of young girls. What exactly would that look like? And don't forget, you're not doing this alone. You also have your support buddies that you're reporting into. Then, after that process, you can start looking on some of those internet job sites, opening your mind to these new possibilities, doing some research on what kinds of companies would have these kinds of positions, or are you ready to start your own company? Again, you don't have to do this overnight. It's a process. So to review, how to find your right work and get you on your right track. What turned you on as a kid? You're going to do an inventory. Number two, you're going to get some trusted friends behind you who will meet with you every 2 weeks to keep you moving forward and giving you the support you need not to stop. Number three, when you're browsing that internet, what strikes you about what other people are doing? When you're turning on that TV, what excites you about something someone is saying or doing? You're writing this down, you're speaking with your group, and you continue to move forward. Then it's time for informational interviews. Make your list of 10 people who are doing something you like to do. Make those calls, get those appointments, and ask for 15 minutes of their time. Before you speak with them, find out everything you can about them and sincerely listen to what they have to say. You'd be surprised at how many people really want to help. And you're working with your support buddies all the time. So now, after this process, which will take time, you're ready to concretize a vision, a job that you may see for yourself. Then you're going to be looking at companies that might offer that job, or thinking, do you even want to create a company where you could achieve that? That's what I did. Took a lot of work, but I did it. Or going on these job internet sites, you're more specific now about what you see that will really turn you on and have great impact in your life and the lives of others. These are steps that I've given that will put you on the right track to getting your right work. And remember, anything you do has to make a difference in your life and the lives of other people, or else it won't be the right work. That's the motivation to keep on going. When you attach to something bigger, being of service to people and yourself, you just can't lose. It may take a little time, but you'll get there. Bye for now.